Chavod. With your permission.
Chavod.
As the Zohar says, at Chas v'Shalom, you read what the Torah tells us is not a story. B'Shum Bar Yochai, if we say curses, the person that reads the Torah, and say, okay, that's what happened. The main things of Shem Baruch Hashem, the Zohar, is the inside of the Torah. And if you don't work on it, it said you better should not have been born. That's how bad it is. That's how much respect you have to give to the Torah. And this is Parshat Korach. Rabbeinu Bachaye, in his introduction, he says it's impossible to understand it. Impossible. What's the real story over here? So with your permission, we'll try. The way the Torah tells us that the whole episode happened because of Korach's wife. He came home and his wife told him, "Happy Halloween." And Korach said, "Halloween?" I said, "Yeah, you look like a pumpkin." "What happened? Which barber did you use?" He said, "Well, I went and Moshe Rabbeinu gave a haircut to all the Levim, and I'm one of them, and that's where I look." She said, "What?" And then she said, "Well, the whole Torah is back, this, all kind of stories." And then Korach goes in front of Moshe and he said, "Listen, Moshe, I am going to disagree with you. Why did you appoint my cousin to be the head of the Shevet Levi and everything you do by yourself? Therefore, I would like to be a Kohen. But it has to be anything. Because he appointed somebody, he wants to be a Kohen. But you want to be a Kohen? What do you want from Moshe Rabbeinu?" But anyway, it's the last person on earth to start with. This Moshe Rabbeinu is 12 years old already, he killed an Egyptian guy just by saying one word. And then he split Yam Suf, and then he did the Ten Makot in Egypt, and then he brought us man, and then he brought us water. And everything he does, it's impossible to start out. He was in Shamayim 120 days, and then I said, "What are you going to do to him? What do you want? I don't understand. How can you argue with him?" He said, "He wants to be a Kohen." So Moshe, just on the surface, should have said, "Okay, no problem. Tomorrow morning, you're the Kohen." What would happen? He would go and serve at HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and we do something and fall dead. So let him do it. What's the argument over here? There's no argument over here. Moshe works for Hashem, let him go inside. He wants machloket, no machloket. I want to have peace with you. You want to make coin? Bechavu, tomorrow morning you go. And then he's going to take you out and they're going to bury you and I want to be the coin again. Moshe said, "No, please don't say this." He said, "No, everything I do is because Hashem told me." So Korach comes with a statement and says like this. Why did you choose your brother? He says, "Everybody is holy. Kol ha'edah kulam kedoshim." So what has to do with anything? And it says, and he said, told Moshe, "Everybody was on Har Sinai. Everybody heard everything. What has to do with anything? But you're giving me a lecture now. You say you want to be a Kohen. Okay, I heard you." He said, "No, everybody's holy. And everybody was on Har Sinai." So Moshe said, "You know what? I see you have some people around you. So tomorrow we make a test. You and your colleagues will come, have a pan ready, P-A-N, and put some spices with fire on, and Aaron will do the same thing, and one is going to survive. One from 250 people will have a pan in the hand and spices, and you stand, not even inside the Mishkan, of course not Kohanim, just outside with this, and you see what's going to happen. In 1 minute, everybody will die besides one person." Korach said, "I'm the survivor." "Survivor, okay, you have the right, you know. People buy a lotto, they think everybody thinks he's going to win. But it's very strange. You know, on a coin, you know, how can you compare yourself to on a coin? He's going to win." I said, "You know what? Look how great Korach was. He was able to look forward 20 generations to see his great-great-grandson is going to be Shmuel HaNavi. Of course, Shmuel HaNavi is big. And he said, if this is my great-grandson, I'm right. I said, well, it's a mistake because you're going to be buried in the ground. It's going to come from your children. But still, can you see how holy the guy is? The Gemara says he was carrying the ark in the desert. The Ari says, Mashiach will come, he'll come up, he'll be the Kohen Gadol. Be Kohen Gadol. Tzadikat Amar Efrach, what we say every Friday night, the last letters of those three words, Tzadik, the last letter is Kuf, Katamar, the last letter is Rish, Yifrach, the last letter is Chet, Korach, the Zari, the best of the best. Chatam Sofer says, you know what the real problem is? His name. If it was Brit Milah, his father gave him the name Korach. Sechan Sofer, you know why? Because one of the officers in Esav's regime, his name was Korach, Aluf Korach. So the whole thing is because of his name. But the bottom line, the guy's a major tzaddik, he'll be Kohen Gadol. And he's a Navi. Can you imagine somebody can see in 20 generations his grandson is full of Navi? He said, I'm going to survive because of him. What does it mean exactly? So because he can have a grandson, so he's going to survive? Yeah, well, he thinks like this. Anyways. Okay. So Moshe said, forget about it. And of course, the next day, something's going to happen. The Torah tells us that Hashem told Moshe, tell everybody to stay away from them. Stay away from them. Something's going to happen. I don't know what Hashem, doesn't say what Hashem planned to do. But Moshe goes forward. He says, I want to tell you something. I'm going to make something over here. Never happen. Never happen. Because you think I do everything. So, I will make something that's going to be a proof for Hashem. The question is, after you split the Yam Suf, I think 15 million Egyptians drowned in the water. I don't remember, 15 million or a little bit less. Okay, Ramban Rabbi said it. After you brought man, you bring man every day, and the water every day, and you destroy Egypt, we can do anything. What can you do? Moshe stopped the sun. Gemara says, the with Amalek, Moshe stopped the sun. So, whatever you do is really not a proof that's from Hashem. I don't know who are you, Moshe, but whoever you are, you Superman. You heard about Superman? You know Superman? Yeah. Don't hear about him.
I just heard.
You heard me? For me?
Yeah.
I know. Just listen to me. Don't listen to anybody else. I says, Moshe can do anything. Moshe said, I'm going to do something. He said, Moshe, what are you going to do? He said, the ground will open up. And Korach will fall inside. What's so? What's harder, to open the ground or to split the Yam Suf? The millions of people pass by and then drown all the Egyptians. Moshe said, it's for Hashem.
No Hashem, no Hashem.
It's the smallest thing for Moshe to open the ground. By the way, the Gemara says in one version, really what happened, you know what happened? The Gemara says that opening opened because Gehenom's opening moved away. Not all of a sudden was a pit and the ground opened up. Gehenom has three openings, one in the desert, one in the water, and one in Yerushalayim. One is next to Iceland.
The volcano.
Remember?
Saved my life.
I told you. Next to Iceland. And one in the desert. So the man in the desert, Moshe was able to move it right where Moshe was. So, again, Moshe is nothing. Moshe can do anything. Stop the sun. So if you stop the sun, you cannot move the earth. Of course he can. And as the Torah says, all of a sudden, the ground opened up. And forget about it. Korach went inside with his family. All his fortune went inside. But they don't describe everybody's running away. They think they're going to fall inside. It was like a funnel. Everybody goes inside. The next day, Amisai came to Moshe. In the text, we read the Torah. Tell the story. The Torah says that he came to Moshe, said, you caused everybody to die. And Hashem is upset, and Aaron has to take spices to save him. And Hashem told Moshe, okay, now forget about it. What we're doing now, we're going to make for sure something. You see? It's true that what you made, you open up the ground, but they blame you. So what they blame? It doesn't matter. You know, Moshe tell you about it. You go buy a piece of wood 10 by 10 and split it into 12 pieces. Perhaps 13, so a question. And give each tribe one piece from the same piece of wood. And every tribe should write the president's name on the stick. Give it back to me. I'll put it inside the Mishkan. And the one that Hashem is going to choose on the stick is going to be flowers in the morning. And let me see for sure. No more argument. No say, I did, you did, nothing. For sure, Aaron. I mean, you agree? Everybody agree. I don't know why you agree, I don't know. The Torah said, okay, Moshe took all the sticks, put them inside the Mishkan, and in the morning, Moshe goes inside. So the stick, of course, of Aaron had flowers and also had almonds. Says the Torah, says the Targum, everybody came, says, Aaron is a Kohen Gadol. What's harder, with your permission, to turn a stick to a snake or to have flowers? Nothing, it's a joke. Again, Moshe can do anything. Moshe can do anything. What's the big deal? So, you have a stick, and you have flowers, say, oh, now for sure, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Nothing. So the Zohar tells us like this. You know, we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't you say HaTahor Baruch Hu? There are two concepts. One concept is called Kadosh, it means holy. And one kind is called Tahor, pure. Certain elements in the Mishkan, for example, the Torah calls the menorah HaTahorah. Don't say the holy menorah, say the pure menorah. Okay? HaShulchan HaTahor. The table in the Tamidash, the Torah calls it the pure table. The ark, it's called holy. Holy. The two concepts. It's amazing if I may say this world. In the Tanakh, in the Divrei Yamim, when Ezra Nehemiah wrote this book, this is the so called sound, the history, but of course it's a secret, the whole book. When it gets the name of Aaron HaKohen, it says Aaron Kodesh Kodashim. Nobody else got this title. Kodesh Kodeshim. The holiest of the holiest. But more than Yosef? More than Moshe? In the text. What does this mean? Who needs to have now a compliment or description on Aaron? Over there, in that book, the Bible, it says Adam, Shet, and Moshe, you know, all the names of the people. It says Moshe, this. It comes to Aaron, say, okay, title. Kodesh Kodeshim. Not Kodesh, Kodesh Kodeshim. Holy Sunday. What Holy Sunday? Where did you get this name? Whom? Why you made it like this? Of course, it's Baruch Kodesh. Why is it Baruch Kodesh? So the Zohar says like this. I want to explain to you something. And this really starts when Moshe Rabbeinu refused to go on the mission. Hashem told him, you know what? I had in mind you should be the Kohen, but you're going to be a Levi. And Aaron's give me the coin. What's really behind it? I'll explain. The Zohar says this. The Kohen is called Kadosh, and Levi is called Tahor. Kohen is holy, Levi is pure. What does it mean? The Zohar says what it means. A Kohen is called Kadosh. Kadosh means when you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What do you say Kadosh, Kadosh? It's embarrassing to say that, you know. Ata Kadosh, Mecha Kadosh. What do you say? What do you say? Hashem is holy. Yeah. You go to somebody, that, you know, you go to Einstein, you say, you're very smart. Shame on you. Yeah, I'm smart. That's an adjective. That's how you praise Hashem. You say, he's holy. It's embarrassing to say, Hashem, you're holy. How do you say holy? Holy, says the Zohar, means that you are in a position, the only thing that you want is to give. That makes you holy. Not because you do this and this and this. No, no, no. The purpose of the whole Torah is to reach a level that you want to do kindness. You want to give. That's what you want. That's Hashem. Hashem only wants to give. Let's call it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What? Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy. No, it means Hashem is a supplier. Hashem only wants to give. That's called Kadosh. That in Kabbalah, it means when you Kadosh, you become a Kohen. That's why the Kohanim became Kohanim. Because they want to do something for Hashem. They do for Hashem for nothing. They get no house, no real estate, nothing. They get, you know, little donations here and there. That's because he doesn't want, I don't want. What's your job? To give. Chachamim say, the teacher, the Rav, have to give his life to teach. To give his life to teach. The Rav Shach was very, very old. He used to go to say a lecture. And Polemish had another yeshiva in Ashdod. And somebody told him, Rav lo margish tov, you don't feel so well. Chas shalom, something can happen. He said, Alevai, I wish I would die on the way to say shiur. You have to give your life. And that's a coin. A coin gives it life. It's a kadosh. It's a shakadosh. We'll never understand the Ramchal says, why did Hashem create us? But on the surface, Hashem created us because Hashem wants to give us. Hashem wants to give. There's nobody here. So he created us to give us. But that's the concept of a coin. Levi means restriction. It's like a policeman. The Levi has to make sure everything is running nice. Let's live in the coin in the Levi. Eventually, Ari says, and based on the sentence in the Tanakh, the Aftaram, Kohanim Leviim, Mashiach will come, all the Leviim will be Kohanim. As well, all of them will become Kohanim. Because you want to reach the level to be like Hashem. After Midrachav, it's one of the mitzvot. To be on the path of Hashem. So what's the first thing? Rachum, Chanun, you know, why? Because you want to give. It's called to say hello to somebody. It means to give hello to somebody. Hatan lo shalom, echzir lo shalom. The Gemara talks about it. Peace means giving. Machloket means taking. I want to be right. It means you want to take. Says Dari like this. Before we got to the Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them something. Tell them that statement, don't say anything else. What shall I tell them? It says in the Torah. Tell them like this. I chose you. And therefore, Atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim vegoy kadosh. Tell them. I want all of you to be kohanim and holy. Of course, Hashem was there. You know, Tushim to you, everybody says, you know, Hashem wants you to be holy, Holy means that you want to be like Hashem, you want to have in mind, Olam Chesed Dibani, only you do kindness. I want to give up. I'm chasing the Mishulach. Where is the Mishulach? How come it didn't come? And Shlomo HaMelech says, Odev Tzedakah V'Chesed. You have to chase, to look for Tzedakah V'Chesed. How do you know? Where you made it up? He said, the Gemara says, Torah says it. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old, 30 years of Brit Milah, sitting outside looking for a guest. What are you looking for a guest? Put the air conditioner on. Sitting, go inside. What's wrong with you? You're bleeding. You might die. No, I want a guest. Hot outside. So the guest comes, he runs to them, he prepares for them, he runs after the bull, he slaughters, he gives them, he runs to the tent. Say, What's wrong with you? That's called Kadosh, that's called Kohen. And that really, in the Torah, in the Navi, in the Tehillim, the first time Hashem said to somebody, Kohen was Avraham Avinu. Ata Kohen Olam. Avraham, you're the Kohen. Of course, the Gemara said that Avraham was the Kohen. No. Noach was the Kohen because Noach was a supplier. Because he gave out all the animals because that's what became Kohen. The Gemara says, Zohar says, the whole power of Yosef was the longest ever king. 8 years. 8 years, he was a Kohen because he was a supplier. Torah tells you, everything Yosef collected, gave it to power, didn't he commission, nothing. And everything he gives, it makes him kadosh. Of course, it's Yosef HaKadosh. Yosef HaKadosh. Noach HaKadosh. The Gemara says only two people are being described as holy. Tzadik is Noach in the Torah and Yosef in the Navi. Tzadik, what is it? Supplier. What's tzadik? Is kadosh. What's tzadik kadosh? It's because he wants to supply. He doesn't want anything for himself. And that's the goal in life. That's the goal in life. And this is the simple motion before. You know, I gave you the Torah. Listen, you're going to get the Torah. I said, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? Says Rambam, the Ramban, you know, the purpose of the Torah is only you should have this kind of midot method in your system. You want to be like Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to give, that's all. You want to get out the stinginess that you have, and you want to get out of all this grouch. You have nothing. You want to love everybody because it means you give everybody. That's all. That's all. That's the purpose of life. Hashem Baruch Hu tell them, you're going to be Mamlechet Kohanim veGoy Kadosh. That's all. So the Moshe came to Israel. He said, listen, it's the same for me to tell you. I'm going to get 10 commandments, and then I'm going to go up to Shamayim. I'm going to bring you Shulchan Aruch, bring you Elkut Yosef, I bring you Mishnah Berurah, I bring you all the Shas. You know what the purpose is? The purpose is one purpose, to be like Hashem. It's not the Shas. It's not Shulchan Aruch. It only helps you to reach your destination. You don't reach the destination, you come again and again and again. Comes the Gemara and the Torah, I want to tell you something. Mr. Korach, let me tell you something. The whole thing is his wife. So why are you trying to tell me this? So the Torah says, Zohar says, the Gemara says, Adam Rishon asked for a wife. Hashem told me, I'm going to give you a wife. But the wife is Ezra Kenigdo. Says the Gemara, what's the wife's job? And the wife's job is to watch her husband. He wants to go some places. Where are you going? Where are you going? He finished us already. Where are you going? Why are you going over there? Why do you want to do this? Why? The job of the wife is a policeman. You have to look for a policeman. No, you look for a Nebuch wife. And you can tell her what to do. So that's not a purpose. Hashem said, Ezra can you go? She has to help you. And this Gemara says, ladies die because they don't watch the husband. They tell him, take me here, take me there, take me here, take me there. He says, instead to learn Torah, you take him to a restaurant, you take him on vacation, you die. He says, come on, small children die because they tell the father, take me here, take me there. Come on. As our purpose is to study in order to be a Kohen. Of course, my purpose is the opposite. This is what the Gemara says. It says, she calls, you know what? Excuse me, because she didn't do her job. Only going to fall in the trap in 1 second. Korach goes to Moshe, that's the secret. Moshe, let me tell you something. I'm going to be a Kohen. So why am I going to be a Kohen? Moshe tells him, it's enough for you. You're a Levi. And you sing. You sing in the Mishkan. Moshe didn't understand. That's exactly what I say. I don't want to sing. I'm not Jose Lito. I want to be a Kohen. Moshe said, but it's not for you. That's the argument. But you tell me it's not for me. Ezra said, I want to explain to you something. Hashem created this world. Hashem made sure people will be here because they can sing to Hashem. Your life is to sing to Hashem. Because singing is going to help you to restrain yourself. That's the secret of songs. When you feel something, when you sing, and you think you're being elevated, you feel it's very good, it means that gives you energy to control yourself. Shira, says the Zohar, is strength. The Levi. Kohen, you're not allowed to sing in the Mishkan, but Amidash. No, well, it's a Kohen. It's not your job. Your job is to be a supplier. But you have to be a supplier with dignity. Mr. Levi, he is the one that can watch everything. He's going to watch everything. He says, he is Tahor, he is pure. He's going to sing. So Moshe tells Korach, listen, is that enough for you singing? No, Korach says, no. Only Kohen. So what do you say? What's the argument? They don't speak the same language. Korach said he wants to be a Kohen. Moshe told me, it's not, you don't want to be a Rebbe? No, I want to be, what's the secret behind it? God tells him, listen, Moshe, in the text, Kichol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, everybody's holy. What are you trying to tell me? I tried to tell you, if you, to remind you, that you, before we got the Torah, you came to us, and you told us, Hashem told you to tell us. You told us we should be kedoshim. What's kadosh says as well? Kadosh is a coin. I want to be a coin. You told us to be a coin. By the way, everybody heard on Har Sinai. I said, what are you trying to tell me? I'm just trying to tell you that it's wrong that I want to be the only coin. Everybody has to be a coin. It's true. It's true. Some coinim are regular, some are higher. It's true. It's true. True. But whatever you said, only on the children of the Kohanim is wrong. Because you contradict yourself. You said Hashem told you to tell us that we should be Kohanim. I'm Lechet Kohanim and Kadosh. Of course, over there, the explanation is Kohanim means Sarim. But it really, the depth of it is that Hashem gave us a Torah in order for us to be like a Kohen. Actually, we connect. Zohar says to Michael, a Kohen Agadol upstairs. It means when a person, wants a delivery. In America, it's called Amazon. So delivery usually comes from something that's called motherhood upstairs, motherhood. It's called Ima. There's a window upstairs, it's called mother. There's a window, it's called Abba. Now, Abba is a supplier, part of the supplier. Ima is getting from Abba the supply. And she delivers it. But she holds it back. Because really, the supplier is a father. And the mother is more accepting and then spread it and give it out. So that Korah said, listen, Moshe, I'm a Levi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm a Levi and I'm a Kohen too. What's the problem? You told us to be a Kohen. Well, you give me a lecture. This is a coin, this is a levy. This is holy, this is pure. I want to be both. I'm not resigning my job as a levy. I'm going to carry it out. And I'm going to sing, and I'm going to be a coin. You told us to be a coin. By the way, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go and accept the mission. I said, well, you know what? I don't want to take the mission. What do you mean? Oh, you don't want to do it for Am Yisrael. Oh, you don't want. It means you want to do something for yourself. Okay, you Mr. Levy. Mr. Levy is only a restriction. Mr. Cohen is to give. Or your brother. Or your brother, he's going to take the job because he's our own Cohen. Torah says, Aaron loves that everybody has anything and everything. I said, he's going to be the Cohen. I said, oh, so Korach. So I said, Moshe, so I don't understand. I want to be our own Cohen. Okay, so I will do the same thing. Okay. Yeah, but Moshe, listen, your job is, doesn't matter. You told us. That's the secret of the argument. Here comes Moshe, tells me, tell her, listen, I want to. So I'm going to make something now that never happened. And you see. You see something. And what are you going to see? Right? Moshe says, wait, 1 second. And Moshe's going to open the ground and go fall inside. Okay, so. Well, it's a joke. Moshe opened up the Yamsu. Yeah, but here's different. What's the difference? So the Ari says like this. Everybody has a job in this world. Zohar says it. If you don't do the job, you come again and again and again. Until you do the job. You can. Either you die, you can become an animal, you're going to be a flower. At the end of the day, you have to do the job. You're here to do the job. Everybody has a job. Okay, what do you want? So you don't want to do your job. You want other jobs. Okay, I'll show you something. I said, like somebody is being thrown from the World Trade Center, bang on the floor, and he stands up. That's impossible. That's impossible. The Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi and Elisha Navi, they had the key to revive people. You cannot revive a dead person. But after they did, so Chachamim, in the time of the Gemara, and later, were able to revive people. But until Eliyahu Navi, nobody was able to revive. It's called Mafteach Chaya. But I want to say something. I'm going to open up the ground. That's easy. I know. I know I can open up. But I tell you what it is going to be. You're going to fall down. And now you're going to fall down. You're going to fall down. Yadu Chaim She'ola. Says the Zohar, the Gehinnom has seven levels. The worst is called Avadon. Over there, you bank yourself, you're never going to come out. But one level before, you're going to come up. Who says it? Chana. Chana in her song. After all, you read Rosh Hashanah, Chana said, Morit Sha'ol Vayal. So the Gemara says, Chana, what are you talking about? Talking about Korach. Chana. What do you have to do with Korach? Well, Chana's husband, Elkanah, was a Levi. And he's going to have a son, Shmuel. When Chana gave birth to Shmuel, then she made this song, Shirat Chana. In the Shirat Chana, she sang. She sings like this. You know, Hashem, you bring me to Shaul. There's one level, almost the last level before Avadon in the Gehinnom. Who is there? Koch. How many years are you there? Thousands of years. Are you alive? Yeah, you're alive. You have oxygen over there? I don't need. You have food? No. So what do you do the whole day over there? I think. Moshe Mbetorato Emet. Ah, you're on the job. You didn't want to do the job upstairs at the Mishkan? You do it downstairs. I could have killed you. But if I will kill you, you come back. And again, you're going to repair. And again, I'll do the job. Let me tell you something. I want to show you that the job that you were designated to do, you will have this job now. You're going to get stuck to your job. How? You're going to be thrown all the way down Gehinnom, 10,000 miles down. And you're not going to die. Not like you fall from the World Trade Center and you bang your head on the thing and you're dead and then you're going to get up. You can't get up. Finish. Nobody can revive you. But she said, I cannot revive you. But I can do something else. I can tell you that you must do the job. And the job is to sing. Remember I told you. And you argued with me, you want to be a coin. I said, listen, your job is singing, not a coin. I'll prove it to you. You're going to be thrown downstairs and if somebody goes down there, he stays over there. It depends on how long. It's Gehinnom. And the man is dead in Gehinnom. There's not alive walking people walking in Gehinnom. But you're going to be alive over there, in Gehinnom. There's one point in Gehinnom, and the Gemara says, in time of the Gemara, Eliyahu HaNavi took one of the Chachamim, Rav Avrahana, he took him to the desert, to Sinai desert. He said, put your ear over here. He said, what do you hear? He said, I hear Korach. He says, what does Korach say? Moshe met Torah to Emet. He said, you see? He's still singing. And that's the secret of this parsha. It's to tell us that we have to do our job. And if you don't do the job, Hashem is going to force us to do the job. You're better off, you won't do the job. I said, what is really your job? I said, okay. He said, Rambam, tell you what. It's not a shame you're Levi. First you're Levi. First restrict yourself. I'm not a Levi, that's the matter. You act like a Levi. First restriction. Don't do this, called Tahor. Pure. Then, you elevate yourself, you become a Kohen. It's called Kodesh Kodashim. Aaron is being said Kodesh Kodashim. What do I have to do? Because Aaron, all his life, just tried to make peace between people. Some Chachamim say he made 60,000 Shalom Bait in the desert. But Oev Shalom, Oev Shalom. He said the whole thing. It's called Kodesh Kodashim. The man had in his head, in his heart, only one thing. And especially, says Ari, because he was recreation of Cain. The Cain was the opposite. So Aaron, the last letter of Aaron is Nun. The last letter of Cain is Nun. Ari says, Aaron is Cain. But he wasn't born as a nice person. He worked on himself so hard, just to change himself 180 degrees from being someone that wants only to take and to have, the kind of machloket with the heaven, he's not machloket means take. I'm making peace. This was Yosef. Yosef is like Hain, and I said, like Aaron, he only wants to give. And that's what the Gemara says. That Moshe told us in our Sinai, listen, I want you to be holy, I want to be Kohen. No, Hashem wants you to be at the end a supplier. I'm saying to Moshe, oh, look, you caused these people to die. Hashem said, oh, let me tell you, I'm going to show you something. Give me each one a stick. Write the name of the person on the stick. Tomorrow it's going to be flowers. Okay. Are you agree? Agree. When she goes inside, it brings out flowers, but has almonds. Almonds is a sign of a supply of kindness. The Torah says when Yaakov sent Yosef to Egypt, so he gave the brothers motnim and shkedim, almonds. And it says, the almonds represent kindness and giving. Simon said, listen, with all the respect, you want to be Aaron HaKohen. Tell me, I want to ask you a question. Look at yourself, tell me the truth. Your life is only to give, or you want also, maybe also to give? You see, that was a sign. It wasn't a sign because of the miracle. Moshe can make anything. What was like a statement, a declaration. When you with a coin, you don't understand. A coin is kadosh, it's only if he wants to give. How do you know this? Of course, I could have made it. I could have made almonds. It's true. But it's a message from Hashem for you. Be honest with yourself. You want to be a coin? It means you have only to have one try. Says the Gemara, this is the punchline. The Gemara says, you want to know something? You have to say every Friday night. You take Moshe and Aaron on one side of the scale. You put Shmuel on the other side, it's equal. Excuse me? Moshe and Aaron on the same side of the scale. And Shmuel on the other side is equal to both of them? So Gemara says, you both of them. How can it be such a thing? You know Moshe Rabbeinu is? Listen, Gemara says, tell you what. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all the respect, he was a judge, a Levi. Levi was a judge. But he said, people came to him. Aaron is, Shalom, we have holy and pure. Aaron is holy, Moshe is pure, and it says, perfect. You together, perfect. Ish echad. Gemara says, Shalim ke'echad. Let me tell you about Shmuel. I said, Shmuel had no house. No tent, no house. Gemara says he had a knapsack. Knapsack, he has a talit filling in the knapsack and some things. Walking all day long, all night, from town to town, from house to house. Anybody has a problem? I'm here to solve the problem. I'm not judging anybody. Someone says he's equal to Moshe now together. He's a judge, but he behaves like a Kohen. Let's see, Gemara says, Moshe told Korach, you're going to die. I mean, somebody's going to die from one of the candidates. Somebody will die. Korach said, not me. He said, why not you? Because I have a grandson. In 20 generations, they meet Shmuel. So what? What was it? What are you trying to tell me? I tried to tell you, look, Shmuel is equal to Moshe now. So what? So what? Because you have a grandson like this, you can have said, what? Somebody has a great grandson, a rabbi, and he is El Capone, is going to be saved? No. I'm trying to tell you something, Moshe. You see my grandson, Shmuel? Shmuel is like you and Aaron together. You know why? Because he is kadosh and holy. Right? I'm trying to be like him. What do you think? How he became like this? It's in the genes. I'm the great grandfather, right? So it means I can be both. I can be a Levi, I can be a Kohen. You told us everybody should be a Kohen. You told me I'm a Levi. Okay, fine, I accepted that I'm a Levi. I'm going to sing, no problem. But you see, my grandson, Shmuel is equal to you and Aaron. It means he's a supplier and he is a policeman. Shmuel is like this. How do you think Shmuel is going to become? Because of me. This was his mistake, the Gemara says. It was not from him. It's from his children. He's going to be down in Gehenna. He's going to sing the whole time to prove to us that we have to do our job. Our job is to be a Levi and eventually be a Kohen. Lagid says, Mashiach will come, everybody will be a Kohen, and Rabbi Menachem.
Amen.